Today we're going to talk about LGBT. And for those who don't know what LGBT, that's lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual. And today we're going to talk about, if someone had sent me a question, and the question was, why do so many parents kick their teenage children out? Well, I can't say every. Has your birth certificate, your social security card, your ID, your driver's license, money, any of that, into a sealed container. It could be a Ziploc bag and then in a plastic or can container, one that doesn't leak water into it, dug in a spot in the backyard or neighbor's yard, somewhere where no one would find it. And only you would know where it is. It's almost kind of like a time capsule. So that if you need to leave at some point, you would be able to get it. So it might not be on your property. It might be somewhere at a friend's property. Because it's very hard to get a job if you don't have those items. Most places want a social security card. And a lot of people wind up on the street because they can't get jobs because they don't have those items. Everyone knows birth certificates are expensive, and when you're getting put out on the street and you have nowhere to go, it makes it very difficult. So you want to make sure that you have certain things before you go. Most people get cars, and about the fact that you can't take a car because more than likely the car is not in your name. So you know, these are things that you need to think about. The car is in your parents' name, that's why you can't take that car unless your parent gives you permission. And at some point in time, if they're that mad, they're probably going to keep the car. So these are all things like, how are you going to get around? Even if you can stay at a friend's house, how long can you really stay at a friend's house? Are you going to be able to stay without paying rent? And for how long? What are the consequences? Are you going to live on the street? Do you have any help? Do you know about Trevor? What do you know? How are you going to survive? There's so many hateful people out there who will swoop you up and promise the world, and you'll be prostituting yourself. You must get that safe box so that you can get a job right away. Even if you're staying with a friend, you want to get a job. You want to already have been looking at apartments. Or efficiencies, I should say, so that you'll have a place to go, so that you won't be homeless. Are you going to be able to go to school? I mean, these are all things, questions that you're going to want to ask yourself before coming out. I know there's a lot of people who didn't come out, who waited till they graduated and could get a job and stand on their own two feet, or waited till they got to college before they came. Some people waited until after they graduated college before they came out because it wasn't feasible. They knew they wouldn't be able to attend college, pay for college without their family's help. So they waited. I mean, you know, to me, it's a decision. It's a very personal decision. Not everyone comes out right away. Some people, they feel the need to come out right away. They have to do that right now. Some people take parents to, you know, support groups, and they take them because they say for someone else, and then they just sit there and listen. Some parents already know, they just don't want to know. They know deep down inside, and they just don't want to talk about it, and they're praying that you never bring it up. It's very difficult for a parent who thinks that. Unfortunately, they don't know and they don't realize how many gay, lesbian, transgender, or bisexual people have families, just like a straight home, heterosexual couple will. So they look at it as kind of like a death. Like, they're never going to have grandchildren. They're never going to have a family. And it's something that's disgusting. So they don't realize that there's so many people out here who have loving, caring homes. People are staying together for 40, 60, 80 years. I mean, they don't see that side because they live a certain way. And that's the way they were brought up. And there's no anything different. There is no difference. So they don't understand that. And when you don't understand something, a lot of times, especially with parents, grandparents, by them not understanding, they immediately think, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get that grandchild. This is just horrible. You know, and it's against the Bible. There's a lot of things that depend on how you interpret the Bible. You know, people were slaves because of the Bible. Well, and use that and hold that against people. I mean, there's a lot of different Bibles. There's a Quran. There's so many different things that it just really depends on your beliefs. And a lot of people aren't even asking people to change your beliefs. They're just asking for tolerance and not to kick them out the home. And I think the best way is to have help. You know, there's PFLAG organization, which has meetings for parents and grandparents and loved ones and people that you care about. So you're not just coming out by yourself. These organizations really help parents. You know, you might want to take one of the parent that's a little more sympathetic. Sometimes it's the mom. Sometimes it's the dad. You just never know. It's really an individual thing. And you take that one parent who you think he's going to be the supportive parent. You take him to a PFLAG meeting or call the Trevor hotline. Get some advice on how to come out. You can go on YouTube and you can find lots of different ways to come out. I mean, if you feel like you have to come out right away, just know that it is a long road when you do it right away. I know there's a lot of people that say, come out right now. And then you have some people who have seen so many people struggle who say, you know what? You don't have to come out right now. Why don't you wait till you at least graduate high school, okay, where you can get a job, or wait till you can get a job, or wait till you graduate college, because it's not easy out here. It's very, very difficult. I mean, regular people who are living at home are finding it hard to just get a job, even with college degrees. So I guess it depends on where you live or where your heart is. Do you have the skills necessary that you can work so that you're not sleeping on the streets? There's so many people that sleep on the street. You get addicted to drugs. I mean, some people are fine. They are better for it. They come out and they work and their life is great. But that's not the truth for everyone. You know, some people already know they're going to a teen spot and, you know, they have them all over and that's okay with them. You know, but when you're talking about living in a group setting with a bunch of teenagers, it's bound to be issues. So, you know, you might want to even visit one before you just go and come out. I encourage everyone to really look hard at what's out there. Look at the jobs and the communities that you're living. What is rent going to cost you? Write down a budget. See the realistic side of what it's going to take for you to have an efficiency and to buy food so that you don't have to depend on anyone. Because relationships, when you're young, you might stay together with that person forever. And then again, what happens if you break up? Are you going to be able to afford that apartment by yourself? You want to be able to do that because there's plenty of people who will say, you know what, you're so sexy. Just come with me. You can live with me and for the rest of your life. And then you wind up prostituting just to eat, just to live.
And it's not fun. It's not a game. It's not a joke. People get addicted to drugs and horrible, horrific things happen. So, and this is whether you're a man or a female. So I'm asking you to please take a look before you just come out. Do your research. This is your life. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. Do your research. And I know I might get a lot of backlash for saying this, but I'm looking out for your best interest. And I'm not saying that you don't have the right to come out. Everyone has the right to come out. What I am saying, as a parent and as a grandparent, I'm saying do your research before you come out so that you are not stuck in a situation where you cannot leave. I know I've opened my home up when we were younger for many, many people on the holidays who did not have family. Their families could care less whether they were alive or not, only because they were LGBT. So I'm not just talking the talk. I've walked the walk, talked the talk, and I opened my home up and I've seen so many people who were in tears or just thankful that they had a place to go to for the holidays. And holidays were a very sad time for them because their families weren't there. But you know what? They got over that and they enjoyed being at our home because we treat them like family. It was an open door policy, but not everyone is like that. There are some slime people out here who will open their door and then you don't get something for nothing. So I'm just looking out for your best interest. And I want you to be able to look out for your own best interest. Find out what's in your community, what help there is, how long the help is. Make your budget. I want you to have a safety plan. I want you to have some money saved up before you come out. I want you to make sure that this is the right plan for you. There are some people that need to come out right away, and that's okay. Do what you need to do. But at the same time, just coming from a mother's standpoint and a grandparent's standpoint, do a budget. Make sure this is really realistic for you to come out right now. And I know that sounds harsh to a lot of people. Why are you telling people not to come out right away? I'm looking at it from a realistic point of view. And there may be a lot of people who are going to say, this is horrible. You shouldn't tell people this. But I'm telling you from what I've seen, I used to be an HIV/AIDS health educator. I would walk the streets and talk to people on both sides, from drug dealers to the prisons to people who were HIV positive to people who weren't. I would hand out condoms. I would sometimes, unfortunately, have to violate people back to jail through the program that I worked. And looking from both sides, I'm telling you that the smartest thing you can do, and the smartest advice I would give my own children, if any of them had turned out gay, which none of them did, but if they had, I would tell them to wait, make sure you have a budget, do what you need to do to make sure that you're going to be okay out there, because it's hard. It's not easy. I know a lot of times we look on TV and we see stories like Teen Mom and things like this. I love Teen Mom. I think it's great that they help bring Teen Mom statistics down. But I also see some unrealistic things that happen. And I want people to know there, you don't get a car, you don't get a house when you become a pregnant at a teenager. There's a lot of things that are so unrealistic, it's ridiculous. Like, majority of that stuff is not real. Like, you don't. Yes, some of the way people talk and act, that stuff is real, but no one's buying you a car. You don't get a brand new apartment. You don't get a house. You don't get all that stuff because you're pregnant as a teenager. So, realistically, I am a realistic person and I say, do your homework. Don't just come out. Those who want to get pregnant early, it's not a joke. It's not easy. is very, very difficult. Anyone has the right to break a cycle. You get a new fresh day every single day. Every single day. Ladies, men, LGBT, it doesn't matter what you're in, what religion you're in. LGBT, there is abuse. There is love. There is everything that you have in a heterosexual couple is the same thing that you will get from a LGBT couple. I think that our children are less likely to become gay. I don't know the answer to why that is true, but it is definitely true. I know that a lot of people who are usually Angelica Christians, they want to do this gay conversion. I also realize that that is very detrimental for an LGBT person. The suicide rate is horrific when you try that gay conversion. Drugs and alcohol are a huge part of that gay conversion. And statistics shows it does not work. So I am definitely against gay conversion. It doesn't work. Most people are committing suicide behind it, or they're become drug addicted. And we all know drugs addicted and alcohol addiction, one and the same, which obviously can lead to as well as, you know, death. So we want to make sure that we are getting the word out there that gay conversion is not acceptable at all under any circumstances, because you are who you are. There's been studies done all over, not just the United States, Australia, everywhere, that shows that even with the transgender, the brain, they've done so many research, the brain is different. It's more towards your identity than who you are. I mean, there's plenty of research out there. And regardless to that, you should treat people as humans, not as their labels. I don't want you to treat people as labels, because personally, I think you should treat them as how they are, with respect. I mean, the hate crime going up, it's ridiculous. You all know that you want to be treated with respect, no matter where you go, no matter who you are. If you're a female, you should deserve equal pay. It doesn't matter who you are. You shouldn't have to stand up with this having Me Too every second of the day. People should just treat people with respect. And respect, every time you see a female, you should think of your mother. That may help some people treat women better, I would hope. You know, it's just crazy out here. There's so many subjects. You lead to one and then there's another one. You lead to another one and there's another one. I'm telling you that if you're going to come out, please be ready. Please make sure you have your safety box. Please make sure you have money. Please make sure you have numbers, phone numbers, addresses of places to go. Make sure that you have text Trevor Project. I mean, there's some places out here who can help. Know that there's a lot of people who are coming out. So find out how much they can help. What can they do for you? As an agency, you know, if you want to sell something or like that online, there's some crap that you do, get in contact with us. We'll put it up online for you. But I'm just stating that the obvious, if you are not ready and you need more time to come out, it's okay. There's no rush. There's no certain time limit that you need to have to come out. In between that time, there's things that you might be able to do. And I'm sure PFLAG can help with that. For your parents, maybe there's a special play that you guys can all go to together that has nothing to do with you, but just a play. And maybe look at your parents' response to the play. There's different things that you can do that where you're not coming out. And you're teaching your parents without teaching them. But I will tell you that it is important that you make sure you have a plan please don't just jump out there without a plan. Go visit the group homes. Go visit the sites. Go make sure that you have this stuff in a Ziploc bag and then buried in a container somewhere that you can get to that only you would know. It doesn't have to be your backyard. It can be your neighbor's yard. It can be in the woods somewhere where only you would know. Make sure that you have that. Make sure that you try and get that car in your name, if at all possible. You know, hopefully your car will be paid off before you are coming out so that you'll have transportation. In case you need somewhere to sleep, you at the very least, you could sleep in your car. You know, what's it going to take? Are you going to have to get a tent to sleep in? I mean, these are things that you need to know. Where are you going to sleep? Where are you going to take a shower? It's real out here. If you have a home that you can wash yourself and live in, and in the winter it's warm inside, do you need to come out right away? These are things you need to ask yourself, because it's cold out here. It's cold in the streets. Regardless, it's not nice, and things happen. Bad things happen when you live on the street. It's not all fun and glory because you came out. So I know that I'll probably get a lot of backlash behind this, but I'm speaking from a parent's point of view and from a person who cares. I feel like if you can wait and hold on, you can have your day of coming out. Have it nice. Have it when you can afford it, where you can just, oh, well, they're mad. Get over it. You've got a place to live. You've got an apartment. You've got money saved in the bank. Don't just leave the day you get an apartment and come out. Make sure that you have enough money saved in case you lose that job. You still have your rent paid for 6 months so that you can find another job. Be smart about coming out. Coming out isn't about just, oh, screws, forget your parents, you know. It's more than that. You know, it takes a lot of heart to come out, and it's a very difficult situation. And you're going to need good people around you. You know, there's open churches, confirming churches. If you don't want to do church, there's synagogues. There's all kinds of places that accept and just say open. Transgender or LGBT. You can go on a computer. LGBT open churches, meaning they're going to not send you out of the church. They're going to accept you. A lot of UCC churches or Methodist church or Episcopalian churches, even if you might not like the church per se, it's somewhere to go where people are like you. You can meet people who are just like you, who still have faith and who are trying to live their life to the best of their ability in some form of Christianity. If you're not Christian and you're Jewish and you're whatever your religious base may be, there's a lot of LGBT open synagogues or even Muslims. You listen, there's a lot of accepted religions that have LGBT focus groups. You just don't know about it until you go to some of the larger centers, the LGBT centers. They don't have them in every city. They're far and few in between, but they are some. So you might want to call around and ask where your local LGBT center is so that you can get help. They also usually have counselors at those centers who can direct you and help you. They have other kids who are younger youth programs so that you can meet some kids and see what's really going on out here. You know, a lot of time the youth will know more sometimes than the staff. They'll know what's going on in the communities, you know, and maybe you can get some clarification on what it's like to be out and be a teenager and the struggle that it takes to make it, you know, and maybe it'll be easier in your community to come out. I think it depends on what community you're in. There are some communities where they embrace, you know, people who come out, and there's some other communities where people are taken advantage of. So I think that it would be very important for you to make sure that you are ready to come out. And that's all I have to say for today. And thanks for joining in. If you have any questions that you wanted answered, or if you feel like there's something I missed, please let us know. Feel free. Call in. Excited about this podcast. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Let us know. Bye. Enjoyed ourselves.